Nerd Soul.
Oh yeah, late ill kid at one. Y'all still holding down, bringing that street geek and nerd soul. Like, comment, subscribe, hit the bell. Let's go, because we got some nerd soul gaming. I'm not by myself. I have a top player in our midst. Everyone, give it up. Tip your hat. Throw them flowers for Open Mind. What's up?
What's up, FGC? What's up, Nerd Soul family? Y'all came me good.
Yeah, yeah, we got you, man. We got you. All coming right, through. So, I saw a video. Well, actually, both of us saw this video, and I didn't know if you had seen it or not. I sent it to you. It's by a young lady by the name of Tricky Eileen on YouTube. Now, before we start, do not go to Tricky Eileen's page hating on her or saying nothing to her or something. This is just what we think about what she said. So she has a video that talks about mastering fighting games and saying that they're, you know, she has a scientific approach to growth and self-improvement within fighting games. So she's basically talking about, like, hey, Tekken 8 or Street Fighter or, you know, Under Night or, you know, Strive, whatever it is, there's like a scientific way to approach these games, you know, whether it's like frame data or whatever. There's scientific and systematic. She says that over and over again. And I was listening to it, and I'm not particularly against it, but what I guess stood out to me is that not only her, but many people in the chat seem to think that this is the only way. And this is just the most recent person. There's many people that feel like there's like only one way to get good. It has to be scientific. It has to be this frame data and stuff like that. If it's not frame data, then you have to be looking at, you know, charts and graphs and who's viable and stuff like that. And I just thought it was interesting, you know, since the conversation has come up again, I figured, you know, it's time for us to refresh our thoughts. Maybe Open Mind feels different. Maybe I feel different. But I'm going to kick it to Open Mind. You know, you saw her video, and she has other videos on the topic. You know, she's out here doing her thing, you know, in fighting games and kind of like discussing it and all of that. What's your take on this whole scientific approach to getting good, specifically in fighting games? But I mean, I guess in games in general. I mean, a game is a game. But, you know, go ahead.
Well, first of all, shout out to Tricky Eileen. We don't hate her.
Yeah.
There's nothing against her at all.
I even hit on her video and all that. So
yeah, I stumbled upon Tricky Eileen accidentally, just in passing. Like, I won't say passing. Like, if you're a gamer and you follow gaming, your timeline is going to be full of gaming stuff content. Yeah. So I'm not subscribed to her. It's just one random day I saw a video with this girl with glasses on. Black girl playing a video game. I'm like, okay. I didn't press play on it. I'm just in the house doing stuff, and her voice is just playing in my phone.
Yeah, the autoplay stuff.
And I'm preoccupied with what I'm doing. I just can't get to my phone to cut it off. So she heard the little 2 minutes or 3 minutes that I heard, was able to yell into my atmosphere, so to speak, right? And, you know, I didn't have anything against, like, her take on the scientific approach, the frame data approach, a lot of stuff. I can't remember everything she said word for word, but overall, in my mind, I was thinking, okay, whatever. Like, I'm in my house, I'm doing my stuff, and I'm hearing this person, this voice, talk about getting good at fighting games and all, and how, and she's going into depth, and I'm just like, yeah, I kind of heard this narrative before in FGC. It's in other words, the word that came to my head was redundant, right? Because I've heard that by, and as old as I am, as long as I've been in the fighting game community, that mindset that she's talking about is so redundant. It's like, you know, it's like, okay, whatever. But I don't disagree, but I will say this, all that stuff's not new.
All right,
to get good. So the way that she describes getting good can work. So I'm not saying it doesn't, but what I would say to that is, it's not the only way, and it's not the end all be all, because somebody said so, and because they applied their concepts and it worked for them, doesn't mean that it's the only way. A lot of times we live in our own little bubbles unchecked, and nobody can check us because there's nobody there to check us, right? Mm-hmm. And oftentimes our egos just get inflated because we have no other narrative but the one that we're giving ourselves. You know what I'm saying? And as a living, breathing example, I don't know frame data, but I'm number one hitman on PlayStation for DMF Duel. That game, it's old, nobody cares about it no more. But when I achieve that, I tell you right now on this particular episode, I don't know the frame data for DMF Duel. And I don't know Hitman's moves. You can quiz me and say, hey man, you number one hitman. What, write these moves down on a piece of paper. I can't, because I never opened up the menu to look at Hitman's moves and his movelets. I feel the buttons and I remember how the buttons feel and I press those buttons. And then the next thing I know, number one hitman with all these wins. I with Rashid on Street Fighter 6, I'm master rank with Rashid and I don't know his frame bit. I don't know the name of Rashid's moves. I don't know, but yet I'm master rank. I beat a lot of pro players in a lot of games and I still don't know the frame data for those games. And I ran into these pro players at the given times, the times that happened, and I beat them. As I sit here today, I don't know frame data. I don't know the numbers, I don't know the math, and I'm not interested in learning it. Yet, right now, as we speak, I bought Tekken 8, I'm about to pass the mic. I bought Tekken 8 a month after it came out, because I didn't get it when it first came out, didn't have a PS5 and all that stuff. Finally got a little money, got the PS5, got the Tekken 8. And 4 days, I'll get the Battle Ruler rank. 4 days. Now, I'm a Fujin rank with Leroy. And that's just because I've been working, I ain't had time to play it. I grinded Tekken 8 for 4 days and I got the Battle Ruler in 4 days before I even opened up the frame data menu. Not the frame data menu, but the moves list menu for Leroy Smith. There were moves that I wasn't using on my way to Battle Ruler rank. I didn't go to practice mode with Leroy Smith until I got to Battle Ruler rank. Then I went to practice mode. And I was like, okay, I'm in purple ranks now. Let me go to the practice mode and really look at this guy's moves, because I haven't been looking at it. I've just been pressing these buttons and at the right time, and I've been winning these fights. But let me go to practice mode with Leroy and look at his moveset, and then I start applying this stuff. Then when I went to practice mode, I ranked up to Fujin. So yeah, it works, because you're going to learn some information about the character that you did not quite know. But you don't necessarily need it to be good. Pass the mic.
The problem I have with this is that the ideology around this, and this isn't just, I mean, you see it all over, you know, all over FGC Twitter, you know, you have to know the frame data and this person isn't viable. And those are the same people that get angry when someone who, you know, is not supposed to beat their character beats their character.
Right. Like me, for example, I'm not supposed to win and I win.
Yeah, like there's someone that's in her chat by the name of Winged Regent, and they have a couple comments. One says, a big thing that gets overlooked is that fighting games can be fun on a basic level, but in order to ascend in your playstyle, you need to approach it at a scientific level. And I disagree with that. He or she also says there's a skill gap, but in order to overcome it, there's a learning process that comes with it, and being able to open your mind to that helps bridge that gap. Meaning the scientific method. And then continuing saying fighting games are games that are built on the scientific method. So here's, and there might, I also understand, I'm, you know, people gonna be like, you old dog, you old. So I was born in 1982. I'm 41. So When I was coming up, just played the game. Yeah, it just got good. Like, okay, Contra, Super Contra Hardcore, whatever. It was on Super Nintendo. That game is mad hard. Mm-hmm. I've beat it. Me and my friend beat it. But we didn't read no book. We didn't. Right. We just played it and got our butts kicked until we started learning. We didn't read the game. You know, we didn't have the game genie, and then we just played it.
Didn't have access to it. They didn't give us that. All we had was the cartridge.
Yeah.
How can we study something we don't have access to?
Yeah. So what I'm saying is, the scientific method is probably awesome. I'm not saying it's not. I'm against this idea that it's the only way.
Right.
Because when I was coming up, I played Streets of Rage 2. I remember renting that game, and I just played it. I just hit the buttons, started moving around. Same thing with when Halo first came out. I didn't have no book for Halo. Just moved up. I mean, now, I had already been playing. I was a big Unreal Tournament player. So I already had FPS knowledge. But just moved up. Jump. Get around. Watch out. and you get good. Because she says something, I can't remember, I'm paraphrasing. There's a statement where she talks about, like, playing alone isn't enough. And I'm paraphrasing, so I know I'm probably missing her specific words, but basically playing alone isn't enough. And I disagree, because playing alone, that's the game is to be played. So playing alone is the experience. The experience is what gives you the ability to, like, know what's going to happen, whether it's like if you're playing Mario or Sonic and you're learning the level and you know how this character jumps at you or whatever, or if you're playing Ninja Gaiden and you know how the bird swoops down at you, or you're playing Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo or something like that, and you know how fast he is as opposed to your character. No matter what the game is, playing alone, I believe, is enough. I even think it's enough for pro level playing. Here's why, and this is in a physical mode. When I was playing basketball, I never went to the gym. I never was doing push-ups and squats and stuff, but I was either a consistent starter or a sixth man because I was playing basketball year round. If I wasn't playing basketball, I was playing soccer. Year round, I had a basketball in my hand, shooting free throws or doing layups or whatever. So I was just getting good by going to different parks and winning or getting beat. I was getting toasted sometimes. I'm not as fast as everybody, but I was learning things. So the more I played, the better I got. Now, I did get to a certain age where, basketball is a tall man's game. So your boy ain't tall. But playing alone is enough. It is. If you're playing seriously, regardless of the game, we're just talking about an FGC, but regardless of the game, if you're playing Kirby seriously, you're going to get good at it. How do you think these people are able to do speed runs and stuff? I'm pretty sure not all of them are reading some scientific, platformer data. You know what I'm saying? When you got Star Fox for the first time, you didn't download the specs or whatever. You just played Star Fox and you got good.
I want to say this to the scientific part, right? Okay, so
I don't know, but go ahead. Oh, you break. You dropped out. So. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Now we got you.
Oh, my bad. I didn't know I was dropping out. Okay, so no, what I was saying was the science part, right? I think she's misrepresenting or misusing the scientific term. And here's why. Let me tell you why. The science is in the DNA. Humans are habitual creatures, right? Human beings, we evolve by doing something repetitively until we discover a flaw or a better way to do something. So human beings will keep doing a thing, whether it's planting a crop or growing, breeding an animal. Like human beings, we're very good at evolving ourselves, right? That's what we do, we evolve. So scientifically, approaching it from a standpoint of, like you said, you was playing basketball a lot. Let me tell y'all my secret, what I do. How do I play fighting games? What is it I do? Yeah, I play fighting games, but how, right? Let me give y'all my secret. I am a ranked mode crackhead, right? I am, on any fighting game, right? What do people do when they buy a fighting game? First thing they do is they go to practice mode, or they go to customization mode, or they go to story mode, or whatever mode they go to, right? Everybody has their thing that they do when they pick up a brand new game or a game that's new to them, and they're gonna go play it. What do I do? First thing I do is I run the practice mode to briefly familiarize myself with how the buttons feel and how the characters move, look, and feel. Not necessarily to go study some frame data. No. if I spent 30 minutes in practice mode upon booting a game up for the first time, that's about as much time I gave practice mode. I immediately jumped into the ranked mode of said game. Not casual mode. Nope. Not casual mode. Ranked mode. Why do people go to casual? Because, hey, I'm not ready for ranked because I don't want to disturb my rank. Because I don't want to disturb my rank. See, me, I don't care about my rank. Why do I go to ranked mode? Because ranked mode of any fighting game is where you're going to learn how to play said fighting game. You're not going to learn in casuals. I don't care who you are that says that. You're going to learn how to play whatever game it is in the ranked mode of the game. Because casual mode is just NCAA. Ranked mode is where the pros play. Right? Any game. Okay.
And casual mode is high school. People are going to be trying their hardest there too.
Yeah, casual mode is where everybody's practicing to get to everybody runs to casual mode to try to practice to see what does work and what doesn't work. The people in ranked mode already know what works and what doesn't work. So they're there to do specific things so they can get specific wins. So this is what I do. I jump straight into ranked mode and I put it all on the line because I don't care about my rank. I'm number one hitman now, but I started off at the bottom. I was getting beat down because I jumped into ranked mode on DNF Duel with Hitman, not knowing how to play. And I took a bunch of L's. So many that I was like, yo, what's going on with this game? Practice mode wasn't giving me what I needed. I started seeing things. I started seeing repetitive play. I started seeing repetitive setups and repetitive habits. I started getting used to those habits and I started winning. So much so that I got the most wins on the PlayStation side. And I'm also number one hitman. So there's two goals that was reached on DNF Duel by me. I have the most wins overall in the game, no matter who played it, and I'm number one hitman. I became that eventually because I spent all of my time in ranked mode. Rarely did I spend time in casuals. And in any other game, Under Night Inbirth, I jumped right into ranked mode. And Under Night Inbirth, I'm on a 45 game win streak right now. Because I've been playing Tekken 8, so I haven't played Under Night Inbirth in a while. Last fight I had, I looked at my rank. I haven't lost yet with Gordo. Because I was spending so much time in ranked mode on Under Night Inbirth 2 that I eventually started, I went on a 45 game win streak in ranked mode. Putting my rank on the line. Fought Tekken 8. Jumped in ranked mode. Was getting beat down with Fang Wei. Getting beat down with Leroy. They was beating me down. My rank was on the line. My rank was suffering. I didn't care. So I was learning how to play Tekken 8. What do they do? How are they doing it? What are they doing? And why are they doing it? You're not going to learn that in practice mode. And you're not going to learn that in casual mode. No, and now how did I jump straight to battle ruler rank in 4 days? Because in a 24-hour span of grinding and just spending all this time in rank and he's losing and taking these L's, is getting beat up. They got me in the corner. They got me in a blender. My feelings not hurt. I'm not emotional about it during when it's happened because I came there to see what they were going to do. I came to get my butt whooped. I came to take this L because I need you to be overconfident. I need you to do the ultra super combo on me so that I can see what it looks like and see it for the first time because I've never seen it before. My first time playing said game, whatever it is. I need you to do the ultra whatever that character can do on me because I don't really care. I'm going to be your training dummy in ranked mode. Here's a free win. You don't know that that's what I'm doing. You just see an opponent who apparently doesn't really know how to play. And you're going to take advantage of that free win. Here's what y'all don't get. I'm going to pass the mic. I play the Jedi mind trick with y'all egoistic players. I come to give you the free win so that you can teach me how to play. And then the next time you see me, I beat you down and I clip it and I tag you and I show your followers. And y'all don't understand. You a scrub open mind? No. The first time you came to me, I hadn't known how to play the game yet. You did all your super, super, extra, super, ultra stuff on me. You tried to embarrass me, and I learned. And now that you saw me again under a different name, open mind, because sometimes I play under my ghost account, and y'all don't know it's me playing. And you're never going to know it's me, because I'm not going to tell you the ghost account name. I go under my ghost account on my PSN, and I take a bunch of L's on said game. It's like Naruto and a shadow clone. He sends a shadow clone out. The shadow clone gathers information and brings it back to the real Naruto. Open Mind 82 is the real Naruto. But I send my shadow clone out on my PSN on these fighting games, and I put the rank on the line. I let y'all beat me down, and I bring that information back to the real Naruto, and I come back Hokage on y'all, open mind 82, passing the mic.
All right, well, I'm a jump in this too. The scientific method, I'm not particularly against it. I don't think it's the only way, and the reason I think there's a problem with going by the idea that it is the only way, I think the statement that I'm about to say comes from the ideology that the scientific method is the only way. Here's the statement. He's playing so random. Is it that he's playing randomly, or is that your scientific method has told you that this character should only do this? And then since this character should only do this, then I only have to respond in this or that way. And the ways that I can respond is A, B, and D, and E. But now yourself. When someone comes in and doesn't fight how you want them to fight due suddenly to your scientific training, now all of a sudden it's their fault.
Right.
They're
not doing the thing that you calculated for them to do.
Yeah, they're not doing the thing that you want them to do, because you want them to do X, Y, Z so that you can do A, B, C. But then they come in and you're like, oh, they did T, U, V. I don't know what to do. Now I'm getting beat. Oh, they're so random. They're just mashing. Well, we're all mashing. All of us are mashing buttons. That's what we do. We're mashing that button down. That's all that each and every one of us. And I think that idea for the scientific method pushes you into a box where you're not able to be fluid, and you need to be like the nature of water, especially in fighting games.
But what's wrong with being random? Why is that why is it frowned upon?
And you know I love being random, because like in Strive, Faust is my favorite character. And that's pretty much what I do. I open up a game and I'm like, okay, who's the weirdest looking character? Yeah. And like, what can they do? And I was like, yo, Faust is kind of cool. He got sneakers on. He got a bag on his head.
I recommended Faust to you.
But yeah, you're right.
My rhetorical question to the FGC, when y'all hear this, comment in the comment section. Answer me this. It's a rhetorical question that I want you to answer. Okay? What's wrong with being random? It's a fight. Okay, a fight is not supposed to happen the way you think it's supposed to happen.
Nope.
That's what's wrong with y'all frame data nerd, frame data heads. That's what's wrong with y'all.
Mike Tyson said it best. Everybody has a plan until they get hit in the face.
Everybody got a plan until they get punched in the face. I don't care about your scientific frame data numbers that you added up. I'm not saying that they don't like hold any weight or nothing like that. They're there for a reason. But here's the thing. Frame data is still a new concept.
Oh, you broke out. You dropped out again. Round three. But the way that people are looking at frame data, the way people are looking at the scientific method, I don't think it's bad to look at that. I think it's bad to base your entire mindset around playing on that. It doesn't leave any room for you to expand in a creative or weird way. It's kind of like, you know, following the numbers. And that's actually what gets a lot of players in trouble, because what they'll do is they'll pick, say, their favorite player on YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, TikTok, whatever. And they'll say, oh, well, this person is so successful with XYZ, and these are the moves that they do. The problem is, you're not the only one jocking this player's style. So now we have a whole bunch of XYZ pro players babies out there. And so what makes it worse is that now you're actually easier to beat, because you and 10,000 other people are just copying IDOM or Punk or Minna or whoever, Taquito, or, you know, whoever, you know, whoever, insert your favorite pro player name. You're just, you know, Arslan or something like that. You're just copying them. And it's like, oh, cool. Well, now I've played 10 of you today. So now you're mad that your scientific method isn't working. But the reason, the whole reason your scientific method isn't working is because everybody's trying to do the same thing that you're doing.
And also, that is that what y'all don't get is that as all of y'all try to fight like that, all of y'all who copy the same style, those of us who are seeing it, we're developing ways to stop it. Not because we want to develop a way to stop it, but because we just keep seeing it repetitively every day. So the fact that we just keep seeing it and seeing it and seeing it, well, eventually we're going to stop that. Right? So this is the human nature thing about scientific. That's why I say, what's wrong with being random? Yeah, she's it's like she used the science terminology, but she's went about it for frame data purposes instead of actual science for like the actual human being, which is in other words, I'm gonna simplify it for y'all. Where they want to complicate it, I'm gonna simplify this like simple. If somebody walks by and slaps you, right? Okay, let's say you go into work, you work with this person, or you go to school with this person, or you, this person, this individual, you kind of have to be around because y'all either work together or y'all, whatever. And every time you see said person, they slap you specifically on your right cheek. Now, if you retaliate, both of y'all can get in a lot of trouble. Maybe you yourself, I don't know. But here's the thing. This thing, this bully, this person, does the same thing over and over again every time. And you, and so it's like, okay, God, dang it, it's Wednesday. I got to deal with this guy again. I got to get this guy. So eventually, you're going to start developing ways to stop said person from slapping. If it's a situation of it's a bully at a school, if it's a situation where it's somebody you work with that's constantly kicking at you, if they're going to do the same repetitive thing, you're going to start to anticipate said thing. And you're going to put up barriers or counters, or you're going to figure out a way to not be there the next time. Because the first couple of times they're going to get you because you're not expecting it. But if they're going to keep doing it, whatever it is, you, the human being, are going to eventually, all right, every time I go down the woods to stand next to that tree, something happens. Well, let me go down that woods and go to the other tree and see what happens, right? Because eventually you're just going to do something different, like slightly deviate to the left, deviate to the right, just to see what happens because you're a curious, intuitive human being. And you're going to get a win off of these people who came at you with the same combo. So while you learned the frame data of said combo, so I'm bringing it back full circle, y'all. While you sit there and apply the scientific frame data concepts where you've added the numbers together in your calculator and did the equation, you have to take it to account, because even scientists will tell you the anomalies, the randomness. The universe is random. A fight is random. Any fight, real life or virtual, is random. Because of the human beings controlling the characters. What everybody keeps missing is the fact that human beings are in control of the avatar. The avatar itself isn't controlling itself. The AI is only going to go as far as the human being allows. So you can set the AI to automatically fight and then take your hands off the controller. But the AI is only going to go as far as the data allows it to. Soon as the human being takes over, now the AI is no longer in control. The human being becomes random because you don't know what the human being is going to do. AI is reading code. Human beings are random in their thought. You don't know what the human being is thinking. So here's the thing. As you human beings come at each other with these combos that are staying repetitive, the human being that you're fighting is going to eventually adapt to you. You're going to beat them, of course, because they wasn't ready for that thing you did. But if you come at them with the same thing you did the last time you fought them, or the last whatever, and that's all you do, and every time y'all fight, you do the same specific thing because the frame data says to do this, because if I do this, then the frame data says that you can't move, and then I'm in block stun, and you're in block stun, and the frame data puts me in these situations that I have the advantage. Yes, if you put yourself in a situation,
What if I'm not standing where you need me to stand to put you in that situation? What if I am not behaving in such a way that allows your frame data to even apply? What if I'm being the anomaly that Neo is in the Matrix, and I am just going against all probabilities because I'm a human, unpredictable. Predictable, unpredictable. We are predictably unpredictable because we're humans. So while frame data will take you so far, your humanity will always take you further because you're constantly evolving, whereas the AI is stuck at the last update. Passing the mic.
Word up. And you know what? I think that's a great place to end. that's a great place, man.
Yo.
For real. I'm not against, you know what I'm saying? We talk about this a lot. I'm not against y'all's scientific method. I just think y'all are in y'all own heads. But I'm gonna give it back to Open Mind. Hit us with some final thoughts on this. Maybe give them some words of wisdom and tell them where they can find you.
Words of wisdom. Listen, y'all, have fun. Right? Do not lose sight of having fun. Video games are supposed to be fun. All this frame data, scientific, overly complicated stuff that we do to these games, we're removing the fun aspect of it. Because you can't tell me that if you're using this much of your brain to scientifically break down these video games, that's not fun. That's work, right? You're working your brain in overtime. Your brain's already working to figure out the fight that the person that's fighting you, the randomness of the fight. And on top of that, you're actually working your brain even more, trying to add numbers together in a split succession. Chill, people. Relax. Have fun. You got a job, whatever that job is. You got family. You got responsibilities. You got whatever it is going on in your life that stresses you out. And then you play the game to relieve stress. You don't want to get on the game to be stressed out because the game is stressing you out because you're overly thinking. Don't overthink it. Have fun. Take your L's. Get your dubs. Ask yourself a rhetorical question. Why am I even playing this game? Why do I play blank game? And fill in that blank for yourself. The blank is, for me, I play said game because I just want to have fun. And that's the only reason I'm playing it. I don't care about Evo. I don't care about everybody's recognition or to see me as a god. I end up becoming a god as a result of playing and having fun, if that makes sense. Spell it with a Y, Open Mind 82 on YouTube. I am Open Mind, spell it with a Y on IG. Follow us on TikTok for my fantasy sports channel to recap Hyper Picks Fantasy Sports, spell it with 2 P's. And we also have a Tekken podcast that we have now started Thursdays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Come check out the OG Original Gamers Tekken cast on Thursdays on my YouTube channel. That spell is Hidden Jewels. Sometimes it's going to be a third wheel with TJ Storms. He may drop by, he may not sometimes. But if Tekken's in the background, but the podcast is about whatever we discuss and talk about. The OGs, the original gamers, we've been doing this for 30 years, y'all, and we just having fun. You want to take on the old man of Tekken? Come take us on some good fun. Join the stream. Come get some good battles in. They'll be on the stream. All that content going to be there. Show respect, show love. That's all it is, man. That's all we're here for, is to have fun. I don't care about being the best in the world. Y'all can have that. That's too stressful.
Oh, boy. All right. That's what's up. That's what's up. I guess I'll say, one thing I'll say is, I want you people that are like super frame dated out, you know, scientific method out, I want you to grab one or two of your friends, order some pizza, and just play a game. Any game. But I want y'all to focus on talking to each other and eating the pizza more than playing the game. Just have fun. I don't think y'all are having fun no more. Like, I look at Twitter, I don't think you guys are actually having fun. I think that's one of your issues. I don't think y'all are actually having fun no more. And even the ones that say it's fun to, you know, like troll folks and stuff, I don't really think they're having fun either. I don't think they feel joy. You know what I'm saying?
They're not having fun. They not, bro. They can't convince me that they having fun.
Y'all just ain't. So I'll say that. Actually, get up, have a party, play some games. Also, remember, even though scientific methods can work, that person on the other side is not going to do what you want them to do. they're just not. There's no way of knowing what's going to happen. There's no way of knowing if the server is going to drop y'all or if it starts, you know, skipping, stuttering, lagging. You have no idea. You never know if they're going to actually pull off that combo or if you're going to drop yours. You got to stay fluid and focus on just playing and getting your experience, because the frame data is only going to take you so far. And the growth can only be, or the practice can only be so systematic, because you're playing against people that are not a system. I mean, both of you are going into a system to play against one another, but they have their own thoughts, motivations, ideas, plans, creativity, whatever. And you're going to have to account for that. So just, you know, be as fluid as you can when it comes to your game plan. Of course, NEID, SOUL, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, podcast, all that jazz. And until the next time that you have to change up your strategy in round 2 or 3, this is from us to y'all saying peace.